It's bonus pod 256.
You enter the cute winemakers. It's a vineyard, a cutesy wootsy vineyard. And you're driving along in your little cute VW Beetle. Boot, boot, boot. And you find the entrance and it's a big gate. An arch is going across the top. As you drive through under it and on the arch, other words. Hey, good looking! Exclamation mark. And you keep driving. And there are signs along the driveway up into the wine factory. And the signs say things like, feeling vine! And then another sign says, grape to see you. And then another one says, whatever the problem, wine is the answer. Sorry, what was the problem? Question mark. And you go to yourself driving your car because you're like, usually vineyards are sort of stuck up snooty places and inaccessible, but they've made a concerted effort to make me feel at home and like I'm one of their friends. And you drive along the vines, rows and rows of vines, beautiful vines, beautifully laid out. It's summer, so the grapes are full and plump and juicy. And you look at them and you lick your lips. Like that, because they look so good, these grapes. Yummers, you say out loud. And then you cover your mouth. You've never said yummers before. And you realize, it must be because this place is so cute and fun and accepting of me for who I really am that I feel comfortable enough to say yummers. And you giggle to yourself a little in the car. And then the car arrives at the parking area in a building at the top of the vines. And you get out the car and out comes someone dressed as a grape and they go, oh, looks like Bestie's here. And you look around, and there's no one else but you, and you point to yourself like that and you make a face like, me? And the grape goes, yeah, of course, silly you. Oh my God, that sent me. When you pointed at yourself there, it sent me, and I'm a grape. And you go and you laugh, and the grape says, come on in, have a look at how we make wine differently. And you walk in, and as soon as you enter through the door of this building, you look around, and it's all these grapes, also people dressed as grapes, in vats of grapes, stomping, stomping, stomping. They go. And you're like, wow, you're making wine the old-fashioned way with your feet. And the grape that's led you in goes, uh-huh. And all these grapes in costumes go are in the vat stomping. They're laughing. They say things like, wine is nice. Glug, glug, glug. Pop, fizz, clink. And you're like, wow, this is nice. And then you think you hear one go, I'm stomping on my family. And you go, huh? And you look over at one where you think it came from. And they just go, ha ha, wine's delish. It's fizz o'clock. And you go, huh? And then you hear another one of the grapes say, I just stomped on Frank. I remember Frank. He was a good friend. And now he's dead. And you look at him and go, what? And the big grape just goes, oh, nothing. And then nervously goes back to stomping. And then you look closely at these big grapes and you realize the costumes look very realistic. They actually look like grapes. And they're not human faces sticking out of the costumes, just eyes. And you look at one of these big grapes and there's like a tear rolls down. A tear? Is that tear or condensation? It can't be condensation. It's pretty warm. Are these grapes crying? And you look closely and they're all weeping. And they start saying things like, wine is fun. But in a way, like it sounds like they're trying to convince themselves that wine is fun. But again, you hear one go, I'm stomping on my family. I knew these grapes. These grapes were my family. And you go, what? And you look around And you look at the big grape that's led you in, and it's staring at the ground. It's just looking at the ground, sad like that. And you say to the big grape, "What's going on here? What is it?" And the grape looks up at you and says, "Well, the truth is..." And then, "Stop! Welcome, Podbud." And you look up at the gangway, and it's Phil and Pierre. And we go, "Enjoying your tour, I trust. Hee-hee-hee, twiddly-dee, you're our friend, Poop-dee-bee." And you go, "Yeah, it's very interesting. Are these grapes people?" And Phil jumps off and rappels down onto the ground where you are and says, and he says, "Haha, that's what a random thing to say. Hashtag funny legend." "These grapes are our employees and friends." Hashtag squad goals, I say, as I wrap my arm around the grape that led you in, and the grape sort of nervously retreats into itself. And you, as Podbud, say, "I don't believe you. I think these big grapes used to be normal grapes, and you've used some sort of wicked science to turn them into giant human-like grapes, and you force them to stomp onto their old friends and family and to make wine for you, because it's cheaper than doing wine the normal way." And you go, and then I take my arm off the big grape and look at you, and I say, "How interesting. What an interesting, silly, wacky theory. Pierre," and you look up, and Pierre lands on you. Squash, and you black out. And you wake up. "Oh, where am I?" And you look down, and you're a big grape. And Pierre just comes in and says, "Get to work. Welcome to Bonus Pod."
That went to all sorts of places I wasn't necessarily expecting.
Now, there are elements there of the Glasgow Willy Wonka experience. I think I was influenced somewhat.
I think you were right to be influenced by it. And I think you were right to create a medley or a smedley of those two things. Yes, I like these. They are our employees and friends. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I would have liked to get more of the wackaging in there, but I got into this sort of Twilight Zone story of grapes being forced to turn their old friends and family into wine.
Yeah, that was quite that would feature very nicely in a political cartoon that's a bit on the nose about something.
Oh right, yeah.
Where like the grapes would be labeled like MPs. And they'd be stamping on themselves. And then, like, the wine would be coming out of a tap out of the big barrel. And then someone would be drinking the wine and they would be labeled the king.
Ah.
And you go, oh, okay.
And what would the wine... And the wine would be, like, public opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be labeled public opinion.
My rule with political cartoons is that the more labeling is necessary, the worse job you've done.
That is also my rule. If you have to call a big storm cloud inflation,
yeah,
then the cartoon has failed.
Yeah, and then the inflation isn't big enough news.
Yeah, right.
It's yeah. I'll accept one or two labels. Once you hit three, I'm starting to question the composition of the piece.
But I was thinking when I was in that intro story, is that the first time you and I have been sort of out and out villains in the story?
We've definitely been morally compromised before.
We've been morally compromised. We've been sort of trickster gods.
Mm.
But we've never been sort of, I guess, grape slavers is the only way to put it.
We've definitely never been that before, specifically. I think I can agree with that for sure. Yeah. I do, yeah. Normally what we are is a kind of pre-Christian morality figure. Like Loki.
Right.
Or, you know, Hermes or Hephaestus or any of them will do.
Yes, you're right. We've been sort of Greek god-like before.
I can definitely say this, Phil. You definitely bring us a pre-Christian morality when it comes to these intros.
Yes.
The ideas of justice are fairly arbitrary and often very harsh. and random in execution.
Yes. And sort of power is almost by definition capricious.
Yes, yes. There's a whimsy to it. There's feasting halls and stuff.
And a nihilism.
Lest we forget the...
A nihilistic whimsy to everything.
Nihilistic whimsy is a good brand, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any spicy takes this week?
What are my spicy takes this week? I would have to say... my head. Why didn't I come? Okay, so my spicy take this week is that... you go first. You go first. God damn it, my brain is so...
My spicy take is that everyone who's had anything they've said or done used by AI deserves to have that percentage share in its money that it makes.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that AI should track how many times it uses bits of input from individuals and pay these individuals accordingly with a kind of royalties.
Yeah. Or like, let's say that, you know, AI has scanned all the tweets I've ever done, which it has. I'm certain of that. And let's say that that comprises, just my tweets, comprise 0.01 times 10 to the minus 100. You know, like 0.0001 of its abilities, like whatever tiny amount. But that's how many share of its shares I own. I have a right to.
Okay.
Because I've contributed that to its existence.
How about the deal where the AI technology is free for you to use in return for...
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. For this. If we create some sort of government mega brain.
I mean, that's effectively what has happened with, you know, great free technologies of our age, e.g. Google, is that, you know, you were sold to, but the very undeniably useful product was free to
use. Although here's another hot take. Google is quite shit now. The first, like, 10 links
as
are
a search
sponsored.
Engine. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is very sponsored.
It's so heavily sponsored and SEO manipulated. Like, they've, in an attempt to make more money, they have let themselves be too easy to manipulate. And like, a lot of search terms are abused. And I'm fortunate in the sense that I can be specific and autistic enough with my Google searches and my use of quotation marks that I generally do find what I'm looking for. But not always, and sometimes I feel like I'm scrolling a lot more to find the sort of stuff I want.
Wow, are you ever onto the dreaded second page of results?
A couple of times, whereas it used to be a once in a multiple year scenario.
Yeah. Ugly God, that times. Is hard. You've had two spicy takes. I've barely got one.
I've got a big bowl of chilies, and I'm working my way through them. I'm chomping them down. do I have any other spice?
My spicy take is driving is good. Is that a good take?
That is pretty spicy, actually, considering.
I've had a car in South London for a while now. I've only just really, really recently realized I can actually drive places.
You've become a real beep beep boy.
Instead of going by public, because I go by public transport all the time, as do most people who live in London. But it's actually very convenient to just drive somewhere sometimes or just drive to a supermarket.
Yes.
I know this is not news to a lot of people, but to urban live in London, boy, it is news.
Yeah, that is news. Most of the country
does it. So my spicy take
is... But
I know.
We are in the bit that doesn't do that.
Yeah, so my spicy take is driving is quite good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that that's pretty spicy in some of the circles we move in.
Absolutely.
No, I don't think I have any other spicy takes. I guess, yeah, I think that it should be illegal to put AI-written novels on Amazon.
I think that's a pretty good rule to have.
I don't think they meet product specifications as novels. I don't think they count as books.
How so?
Well, I presume that they're gibberish.
Ah, but then where do we draw the line, Pierre? Will Dr. Seuss be allowed?
A book is written by a person.
Okay, a book is written by a person. Yeah. If there's an AI written novel that makes a sufficient amount of sense, will that be allowed? What the hell?
I don't know. You've just set off a load of balloons somehow, Phil. Oh, is it because you did that?
Yeah, I think because I've got... Yeah, I've got an updated FaceTime
We're
app,
using FaceTime.
And I did a peace sign. I did a peace sign on the phone to Pierre just then, and a bunch of balloons came up. Oh, there it goes again. Yeah, so if I do the peace sign, a bunch of balloons come up. What if I do a thumbs up?
A thumbs up came out of your mouth.
Oh, and the mic comes up.
In a bubble. Swear it.
What about chef's nice fingers?
Undersea diver, nice. Nothing. What about swearing? Just that.
Middle finger. Okay, here we go. Middle finger.
Yeah, loads of dicks and tits and like, poos are all flying up the screen. Swastikas as well. Wow.
Well, if I shit on camera, will they do the?
Yeah, I think so. You better do that.
Okay. What about thumbs down? What about thumbs down?
Oh yeah.
Will the thumbs down emoji come up?
Yeah, it does.
Yes, the thumbs down emoji.
So you can be negative. Interesting.
Wow. Why does a peace sign give loads of balloons?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't do that on my birthday.
Pierre, I've just realized we've been shitting on AI this
and
whole
it's been
time. It's been listening. I've been talking to you through
like
AI.
Who's the fucking guy, Josh Thingy, who wrote Buffy? Josh.
Jordan, Justin, is Judas.
The guy who wrote all that annoying fucking dialogue. This is one of his moments with the AI. It's behind me, isn't it? The AI's behind me, isn't it? Great.
Guys, you might want to take a look at this.
Okay, let's put a pin in that and get back to the explosions.
Okay, that was weird.
Okay, that just happened.
Oh, woof.
I think if that... There's my spicy take. Man. If that phrase is in your script, it goes in the fire.
Yeah, I think surely that's well and truly over now. I think that's part of the reason... People can't quite articulate it yet, but I think that's part of the reason people are done with Marvel movies now.
They're exhausting.
They can just kind of sense...
This kind of slightly off-key, kind of detached, ironic... It's exhausting. I'll accept
Joss Whedon.
I'll accept it from one character. If they give it to the Tony Stark character, fine. But they can't all be fucking doing it.
Yeah.
They can't all be doing it. You can't have a sitcom where every character is Basil Fawlty.
No.
Doesn't make sense.
No. Yeah, they can't all be the light relief.
Do you think Basil Fawlty's in the extended Marvel universe? If you look in the background, he's fighting Thanos. He's one of the big crowd of heroes who appears. Basil Fawlty.
Oh, but as Basil
Fawlty. John Cleese as Basil Fawlty jumps out a portal with a tree branch and starts whacking Thanos with it. I'd love
that'd be
that.
Sick, actually.
Oh, that would be great.
That'd be like a sort of Kingdom Hearts kind of crossover.
Gibberish. Even as a child,
yeah,
I'd look at that game and go, what's supposed to be happening here?
Intellectual property diarrhea.
IPD.
That's what I want.
IPD.
Yeah, I think they kind of had that with a Free Guy, right? Mm. That Ryan Reynolds movie about video games where it had the very, very embarrassing line where, what's that Scouse actress who's in Killing Eve?
Oh, I know the one you mean, yeah.
She goes something like, that's a freaking lightsaber.
Oh, no.
Like he magics a lightsaber out of the air and someone goes, what's that? And she goes, that's a freaking lightsaber.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Phil.
And I watched that and I thought, film is dead.
What?
Jodie Comer.
Jodie
Comer.
That's a freaking lightsaber. That is gross. That is really repellent.
It's really horrible. It's about, a horrible, horrible
scene. Talking of absolute dog shit, are you excited about Madam Web?
the Morbius of the new age.
Baffling. I saw a great tweet which was, this is the worst movie ever made about Spider-Man's uncle's co-worker. Which I think is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, she's a paramedic and the other paramedic is Ben Parker. And I think at one point, like... He alludes to having a baby soon, and he says, "We don't know what we're gonna name him. Maybe something beginning with P."
No.
Yeah, because I think it's one of these weird Sony Spider-Man movies where they have some of the rights, but not all the rights. So like they have the rights to be in the Spider-Man world, but they can never mention Spider-Man.
Did you say
or
Sony?
Something like that. Yeah, isn't this one of the Sony Spider-Man movies?
Sony?
Yeah, Sony Pictures owned Spider-Man for ages. That's what... Sony. Yeah, well, Sony, we grew up saying Sony.
Did you?
In Malaysia. Yeah.
I didn't know about this. I don't know how I feel about Sony.
Sony, yeah. Oh, you don't like Sony?
It's a bit like when it hit my brain in the same way that English people, when they say chipotle.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's nice. Just wrong. But I wonder what the Japanese pronunciation is.
Sony.
How to pronounce Sony. Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Sony. Oh, well. Say look who's correct.
Sony. Sony.
Okay, I'm gonna play the video again one more time.
Sony.
Sony.
How That's quickly do you think I would be in trouble if around a bunch of white English people I insisted on going, yeah, I'm just watching it on my Sony TV.
Why would you get in trouble?
They'd be like, you're doing a thing. You're trying to sound like Asian. You're making a big thing of it.
I think they'd say what you just said, which was, that's wrong.
I think that they would find it distasteful.
Sony. I'm watching it on my Sony. Bravia.
You'd immediately be like, oh, fuck off with that. No way.
But it's kind of like, it is kind of like when British people show off in a restaurant and say... Yes, we'll have the patatas bravas and the tortilla. You know? It'll be a bit like that. I don't think anyone would be offended. They'd just be like, all right.
Yeah, I'd just like to order the...
calm down.
I'd just like to order the hamburger. Why don't we do it with accent?
Yeah, we should do that.
That'd be good. Yeah. I'd like to do that. Yes. Yeah. Could I just get the burger with fries? Sonny.
I'll have a flat white.
Yeah, I'll have a flit white. Please. If that's how you pronounce it.
Please.
Yeah. Or
it is contested whether the flat white was invented in Australia or New Zealand.
Yeah. We're repping both.
As it would be, of course.
It's difficult because like we sometimes, you know, you say Paris, you don't say Paris.
That's true.
But
it's kinda like when people say what do people say? Is it they say Farsi instead of Persian?
Yeah, well, they.
And really, you say Persian. Is that's like saying Paris instead of Paris when you're English, or calling cheese fromage or whatever.
Yeah, but then we do it for some things. Like people do prefer you to say croissant instead of croissant.
Croissant. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, there are.
I mean, I grew up with my parents saying Volkswagen.
Oh, Volkswagen.
Whereas Volkswagen is so far from correct.
That is harsh.
Yeah, we say Bordeaux. We don't say Bordeaux.
Bordeaux. I have a real pet peeve about people who say Nike.
Oh, do you?
Because it's not Nike; it's Nike, right?
Mm.
It's a Greek, but then am I now going? You have to pronounce it in the Greek way, which is Nike.
Well, this is it. This is the trouble again. Yeah. Yeah.
But Nike really pisses me off, man. I don't like Nike at all.
Yeah, it's very Adidas. I grew up saying in north of England, it's Adidas, not Adidas, or it was for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never going to end because there's no rule. We need to all agree whether we say things in a fancy foreign way or not, but it's always going to be different.
We need more rules. We also need more VIP correspondence.
It's true. That's...
Is it pronounced VIPCO or in the original VIPCO?
VIPCO. Yeah, a little bit of VIPCO. Are you going to... You should. Oh, at some point you still need to watch the Mads Mikkelsen Danish farm film.
Oh, yeah, I do.
This is from Chloe.
Chloe. Whoa, easy there.
Mm. My mic's descended a bit. Hang on. Here we go. Hello, Ploppers, Founding Farter and Patreon Podbutt here. God bless you, Chloe, and all who sail
Good
in you.
Good stuff, Chloe. Yeah, wonderful gal.
I thought I would get in touch after one of your latest episodes in which you discussed the stress levels of an Easter egg manufacturer employee.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we're going people trying to come up with Easter eggs. It's full of fucking Smarties.
Oh, yes. And it's the same every year.
Yeah. While not in the in this industry, I am a kid's junior footwear designer.
Wow! A kid's junior footwear designer.
Yeah.
Oh, as in she is junior. So it's not like junior. It's not like shoes for junior kids, which I guess are babies.
Oh, yeah.
What are kids junior? Kids junior is babies.
Are you sick of those fucking kids? Introducing new Kids Junior, even smaller and cuter than kids, who, let's face it, have had their time.
But that's that's so interesting, though. Mm.
So, I've had to send...
So she's a designer.
Mm. I'm a Kids Junior footwear designer and have had to send a rather snotty email to a something, it's been missed out, I guess client, about the wrong shade of pink glitter being used on a Disney princess welly boot and how, quote, it will simply not do.
Ah, so this would be to the manufacturer.
Manufacturer, yeah. So in the lead up to Christmas, you know, this is the wrong shade of pink on the fucking welly boot, and grabbing the manufacturer by the lapels of his, like, overalls. Are you trying to get me fucking killed? Are you going to get me killed?
This is the wrong... Did I say fuchsia glitter? I said hot pink glitter. Does this look like hot pink to you?
It's a Disney princess welly boot. If you think I'm going to let you offload all of that spare dark red glitter from Lady Spider-Man, you are mistaken. Neon pink. I like this. I like it. Now, onto the plops at hand. Plops in hand, actually, Chloe says.
Ah, yeah. But then you say matter at hand. Matter at hand.
Onto the matter at hand. Matter in hand.
Onto the plops at hand. Yeah, plops at hand.
As a few of your other listeners have admitted to, I have also shamefully never shat my pants.
For shame.
Iron.
Take a long hard look in the mirror.
Iron bumhole. However, I can indulge you in the story of my own troubles with a poo testing kit, in which I was not given a paper sheet like Phil, but suggested, quote, I clean out a yogurt pot by the nurse.
Oh! This is NHS cuts and then some. Clean out a yogurt pot. Fuck me.
That's not what Mr. Müller wanted when he made that yogurt.
You put in a yogurt cup and then you get the test results back and they'll say, well, the good news is you have a lot of healthy bacteria in your shit.
You must only eat Onken. I asked for other alternatives because that seems too small a target board and too high a risk.
I would say so.
To which cling film was recommended.
I mean, that is a better suggestion.
And it'll keep it fresh. As even the naive of us know, this is a classic prank, and where there's poo, there's piss.
Yeah. Mm. This is a problem.
And you don't want to have to cut a piss hole in your cling film shield.
Where's your life got to when you have to say the phrase yourself, I'm cutting a piss hole in my shit cling film?
Hey, do you want to come to the pub? Yeah, I've just got to cut a piss hole in my cling film shield that I'm using to catch my feces. I'll be there in 10. So I was suspicious. I was also not aware of the deadline and did not want to fridge my sample. This meant at the time I had to take my test while I was helping my boyfriend move out of his uni flat. Was while I was helping my boyfriend move out of his uni flat, meaning there was limited supplies for poo hammocks. Baking parchment was the only suitable material I could find.
No, too terrible. No. Too brittle.
No.
Yeah.
And I had to layer multiple sheets with a slight overlap in the middle. After 1 hour of no plops due to stage fright, as my boyfriend was aware of my activities in the next room, I eventually managed to lay a log. However, my overlap of parchment was not enough for the weight of my dirt. It's so weird to be disappointed in a poo after you've been after for so long. For once the poo touches the water, it is useless to the medics. It's like something Yoda.
Well, that's useless to us now. Watching it touch the water.
Yeah, going, oh, hands on hips. Well, it's useless now. You'd be delighted to know I eventually collected and delivered my sample, and I, like Phil, had normal plops.
Oh, good, good, good.
I can confirm carrying...
All normal ploppers here.
Yeah. I can confirm carrying a bag with poo in it does feel like a heist of shame. I'm also still with the very same boyfriend all these years later, and we both find your podcast our favorite. And we're gutted to have missed out on Smelly Crapmas, but we're excited to see Phil in February and to book Pierre's next tour. After the thoroughly enjoying seeing the last show at Leicester Square Theatre. Do come see me at Soho Theatre. It starts on the 26th of March.
And thank you for coming to the Apollo, I suppose.
Guess. And so she saw a little bonus me as well there. Sorry for the long email, but this is from just before Christmas that we need to get through these. Oh, God. Smelly Crapmas and a shitty poo smear. Okay, thank you, Koji Chloe. Thank you very much, Chloe.
We'll do a VIP correspondence special.
Yeah, we must. When you're back from your fucking holly bobs.
Back from the islands over there.
All right.
Thank you so much for being Patreons. We love you very much.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you again next week. Have lovely lives. Bye.
Bye.